Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kevin Good from Cattle Facts. Talking cattle prices with Kevin in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
At the virtual winter reboot session of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the annual Cattle Facts Market Outlook Seminar was held online. Kevin Good, one of the presenters from Cattle Facts, talking very good beef demand and higher cattle prices here in 2021 compared to a year ago. Higher on fat cattle prices, high on yearling prices. And let's listen in to what he says about the calf market.
We would expect us to bounce back here initially to the pre-COVID levels as we talk about 2021. And the message here is that, hey, you can see the range. We're basically in the mid-160s today. We would suggest you go into green grass fever going into the spring. You get up to 180 plus or minus. And then also you have a very similar price pattern change from a cycle because of where we're at in the cycles. You go through the second half of the year. Yes, your lows still occur in the fall run. You still have a drop there, but it's much less pronounced than it is in the long-term average. And then you typically have a pretty nice rally into the end of the year. So what that would suggest is during the fall run of this year, we can easily average 10 to 15 cents higher than we did a year ago. Very well could sell a lot of cattle between $1.60 and $1.70, even $1.75.
Kevin Good says overall cattle price outlook looks pretty good as you get to the latter part of 2021 and probably the next 2 or 3 years after that. But short term,
I think we need to recognize that we still got big supplies through the first half of the year, transitioning into tighter secular supplies, not only through the second half of this year and beyond. So I think that's a theme we've got to carry. Demand is very stout for beef. And also, frankly, the other proteins are trading well above year-ago levels year-to-date. Leverage continues to be the issue. We see that transitioning from a first-half challenge to something better as it worked through the second half. Laying that together with the grain outlook, weather outlook, you can see that we would have all classes trading higher than a year ago. Just a note on utility cows, even though we've had huge slaughter the last couple of years, utility cow slaughters actually saw their low water mark in 2018. They've trended higher for 2 years. Strong trimmings or hamburger demand has been a real big driver when you think about that particular item. And what are we thinking from a cow slaughter standpoint over the next 3 or 4 years? Tighter supplies, keep your demand in check. Tells you that utility cow value is going to be a bigger piece of our paycheck for a cow-calf producer as we go forward.
Kevin Good, market analyst with the Cattle Facts organization. Now, besides just the prices, he also talked big picture, interesting comments about where he sees the beef marketplace and, as a result, cattle prices post-COVID-19.
A lot of dollars being pumped into the economy. It will be inflationary over time. This is just an illustration as we think about the stock market that continues to trade near its all-time highs. The consumer comfort dropped like a rock. It's came back. Vaccine rollout, as the economy starts to regain footing and with commerce starts to happen more readily, we would suggest that, hey, we'll start to see retail that's been carrying the ball. We're going to have to see going forward food service to pick up some of that ball. But frankly, what we're seeing out there is retail. They've moved a lot of product, good features over the last 12 months. They're not going to give up market share to food service very easily. They're going to fight for that market share. At the same time, you've got exports coming in. So you've got a three-pronged demand factor that should be supportive to our protein as we go forward through this year. Exports, just as a reminder how important exports are. You can see it here on a dollar value. But if you roll that and talk about what it means as a percentage of the Fed steer value, it's roughly about 20% over the last 3 to 4 years. That basically is back on a percentage basis to those pre-COVID or those pre-BSE years. So we've got to recognize that, hey, trade issues are extremely important as we go forward, as they've been in the past.
Kevin Good, market analyst for the Cattle Facts Organization during the Cattle Facts Market Outlook Seminar during the NCBA Winter Reboot. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 27th annual Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches on Friday, March 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Selling 470 Angus and 53 Hereford bulls. All bulls selling have genomically enhanced EPDs and all will be semen checked ahead of the sale. Attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com and SLATV. Sale book and video available at ExpressRanches.com. Remember Friday, March 5th, the date for the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.